Most parents see the start of summer and the end of the school session as a chance for the kids to have some time with fewer restrictions, demands, and instead have an opportunity to explore new ideas, new things to do. For parents with children dealing with autism spectrum disorder, summertime brings challenges with it since a structured day is typically best for their children. My next guest joins us to offer ideas on how parents with autistic children can still make their summer a fun one and, yeah, even a time of growth. She is the executive director of the Phoenix Center that's based in Nutley, New Jersey, Julie Maurer. How are you today, Julie?
I'm good, Chris. How are you today?
Terrific to have you here. Talk about a significant topic, especially for New Jersey, given the rate of autism, as the recent CDC studies have demonstrated. By the way, the website for the Phoenix Center is thephoenixcenternj.org. Learn more about their services, everything that they offer. Talk about what the significance of structure is for a child on the autism spectrum disorder.
A child with ASD really craves sameness. The preservation of sameness is very important to them, and it helps reduce their stress. So when you're transitioning from the highly structured environment of the school year into the summer months, which naturally have less structure, you really need to be mindful of that. So doing things like planning ahead with your child, creating anticipatory schedules where your child can be part of that process, and you're also letting the child know the steps in which you are taking for different activities that you may be participating in that he or she's not used to.
The saying goes that when you meet a child or a person with autism, you've met a child or a person with autism, because that's how many variables there are to autism spectrum disorder, given the significance of the name. With children, do their friends, do their playmates at this time of year going into the summer come into the mix too? Because we always talk about peer pressure and peer friendship. Can a peer be an asset this time of year?
Yes, absolutely. You really do. You need to consider your individual child, and you hit the nail right on the head there. It truly is a spectrum disorder. So every child with autism presents differently. They all have individual needs. Some children with autism have a nice circle of friends that they can turn to in the summer months to occupy that time. Other children really need to be more strongly encouraged to play with their neighborhood friends, creating and attending play groups. Joining the local pool is an excellent way in the summer to encourage your child to make friendships and engage in play with others.
We talk about the importance, the need for structure in child on the autism spectrum disorder. That does not say you cannot create there's nothing preventing, limiting, creating a new structure, for example. Is this a great time of year to start something new for the
Absolutely.
Child to explore and just have it within the realms of as rigid but yet as effective a structure as possible?
Yes, absolutely. For instance, if you are planning a family trip that's going to be to a brand new place, you can absolutely have a fantastic job at this new place as long as you are creating that new structure. So that anticipatory schedule is very important to work with your child. Go on the website with your child and explore the places that you're going to see so you can prepare he or she for all those new experiences. So you can take a long car ride to a destination and still maintain some of your schedule, whether it be your usual dinner time or your usual bedtime. But with that, you can also embed additional activities with structure.
For a child on the autism spectrum disorder, we're talking about structure. Does unity play a role? For example, you mentioned joining the local pool, maybe the YMCA programs, whatever the case may be. If you include that child in a group of people, does that create that new routine?
It certainly can, as long as you're doing it very thoughtfully. And again, keeping in mind the individual needs of your child.
Talking with Julie Maurer, who is the executive director of the Phoenix Center. The PhoenixCenterNJ.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Mentioned, too, that New Jersey has shown the greatest growth of the rate of autism in the country, it's grown. The latest survey in the CDC shows almost a 40% increase. Is that just because our professionals, such as yourself and others, are more able to spot it? Or are we more clued into, well, the earlier the detection and the diagnosis, the better chance we can have the child be able to experience as much as possible?
There are a lot of schools of thought on that issue in terms of the statistics in New Jersey versus nationwide, and there is a lot to be said for that. Early detection, early intervention are key, of course. The state of New Jersey does an amazing job, and we have a plethora of highly educated and outstanding programs in place to address the needs of students on the spectrum.
Just for you listening, I tend not to do the statistics too much because it will just make your ears numb, but this is something important. The national rate of autism is around 1.7% of the childhood population. New Jersey autism rate is around 3%, just to show you the magnitude of the level that this situation exists in the state and the trends, as they say. And I always say, too, you never look at where you are. You look at the trends, and that'll tell you where you're going in. Well, Julie, the numbers keep going up. You can go back to 2008. I think we saw the first uptick from between 2008 and 2010, and that literally doubled from 2010 to the most recent numbers.
Yes, you're 100% correct. And as I said, there are a lot of schools of thought on that. There are many, many, many factors involved in diagnosing an individual with autism, and the interventions that are provided here in New Jersey really are outstanding. And personally, I've experienced at the Phoenix Center in my time several families that have moved from other states into New Jersey specifically to take advantage of the programs and services that we provide.
For a new parent who's still going through that discovery of, okay, I know what's is going on with my child. Now, how do I deal with it? Because the human condition is, we think of someone with a disorder of any kind, we think limitations. What's the important ideas parents have to grab onto to avoid falling into that negative side of the equation?
Well, one of the Phoenix Center's core values is not to focus on the student's disabilities, but rather to focus on their abilities. Every one of us has gifts to give. And regardless of the level of challenge that your child may be presenting with, there are always gifts that child has to give to you. So peeling back the layers and really highlighting those gifts is so important for you as a family unit and for your individual child in their growth and development through the years.
We certainly always have hope, too, for everything
Absolutely.
To be as best as possible, but how important is it for parents to just keep a realistic idea that I'd love my son, my daughter to be everything, but I have to accept what they cannot be and appreciate what they will be?
There is a good amount of that. However, focusing on that hope and really doing as much as possible to provide every service available to your child in order to develop their independence, in order to develop their life skills, in order to prepare them for life beyond the classroom, which is something that the Phoenix Center does really well, is very important. You don't want to just accept, okay, this is where we're going to be for the rest of your life, because you don't know. I have experienced students here at the Phoenix Center at a very young age who present very challenged. And as they grow and receive services, one young man just graduated with his associate's degree.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That's amazing. And without the hope and without that diligence and refusing to accept, like, okay, this is it, he would never have gotten there if his family didn't dig deep and do as much as they possibly can and align themselves with the professionals who can help bring their child to their highest level of independence.
It's got to be challenging with the work you do at the Phoenix Center because, again, you meet one person with autism, you've met a person with autism because of all the variables. What are some of your priorities in the work that you do?
Well, at the Phoenix Center, all of our programs are highly customized for each individual student. We have 16 teachers in 16 classrooms, and we're lucky enough to have a group of curriculum specialists who create individualized programs specifically for each and every student. So there's no cookie-cutter programs here at the Phoenix Center. We don't take the student and put the student into our program. We wrap the program around the student, and we provide the educational and therapeutic services and interventions needed to address the specific student's needs.
And that's why you see the magnificent results, one of which you referenced earlier with the graduation and,
yes,
and the degree. To learn more about the work of the Phoenix Center, and hopefully if you're looking for answers, this would be the answer that you're looking for, thephoenixcenternj.org. You'll find out more. We have it up on our website as well, as issuesandideasradio.com. You can learn more about the fantastic work and the guidance, the information, the education that they offer, because that's one of the things that families, when they realize what they're confronted with through the autism spectrum disorder, education, information, that's the key to the answers, and that opens up the life for the child who is dealing with autism and the family as well, because it's again, the human nature is we limit first before we explore, and the Phoenix Center, by the work and having checked out all that they offer through their website just alone, never mind talking with them and talking here with Julie, they offer you the way to move forward with confidence. TheFoenixCenterNJ.org is their website. We've been joined by the executive director of the Phoenix Center, Julie Maurer. Julie, thanks so much for the work that you do for the autism community, their family, and thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris.